The following shiur has been presented by Rav Chaim Weg, Rosh Kollel of the Beis Havad Dayanus Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. The following shiur has been graciously dedicated by
Rav Yehuda and Chaya Relis, Le'iloi Nishmas,
their parents,
Matasyo Yoinesen Ben Yisrael Leib, Zechorinu Levracha, and his wife, Miriam Chana Bas Yosef Yeshua, Aleha HaShalom. May the Torah studied through this volume be an everlasting zechus for their neshamas.
Nozir Daf Gimel. The Gemara on yesterday's Daf teaches us that if somebody says, Aho Noeh, I will beautify myself. So, Aho Noeh, I will beautify myself. If that is said when a person is holding his hair, so that person becomes a Nozir. Aho Noeh is a Kiri Kinezirus. Rashi, the Mefarish, says that Aho Noeh is a kini for Naziris. The person is saying that his sar should be Megudl v'Noeh. He's going to grow beautiful, long hair. And therefore, Noeh is a kini for Naziris, provided the person says Aho Noeh when he is holding on to his hair. The Gemara then asks, how could we say that Aho Noeh is a kini for Naziris? L'chaira, a Nazir is a chayte. If a Nazir is a chayte, so if there's a chet involved, so how could we describe something which has a chet as being Noeh? And the Gemara answers that even according to Blaza HaKapar, who holds that a Nazir is a chayte, the Gemara says that that's referring dafka to a Nazir Tomei, that a Nazir who subsequently becomes Tomei, that Nazir is considered to be a chayte. However, a Nazir who carries on his Naziris B'tayr from beginning to end, that person is now referred to as the Chayte, even according to Rebbe Lazar HaKapar. So Tosfos asks that L'chaira, it's Mavur all over, that according to Rebbe Lazar HaKapar, even a Nazir Tohar is considered to be a Chayte. The Gemara says, on Daf Yates in Nazir, and you have the same Gemara in Vakama, Daf Tzadi Aleph. The Gemara says as follows, the chiper olov me'asher choto al hanefesh. It says by a nozer, the chiper olov me'asher choto al hanefesh. The chiper is a nefesh choto zeh. In which nefesh was this nozer chayte? So the Gemara says, b'shev of Lozak Kapper, that it's his own nefesh. Elash etzir atzvoy min hayayim. That since he was mitzayer himself, he had pained himself by not drinking wine. So the nefesh that he was chayte in is his own nefesh. The kal v'chaymer, u'mazesh leitzir atzmei elamin ayayin, nikra chayte. A person who pains himself, afflicts himself by not drinking wine, is referred to as a chayte. Ha'mitzar atzmei b'chol dover, a person who actually fasts and holds him back from everything, al achas kama v'kama, he's for sure considered to be a chayte. So fractasis, if the Gemara says that the chet that the Nozer did was that he's mitzar asa min hayayin, so l'chayra, the tzar min hayayin is equal by a Nozer Tomei and a Nozer Torah. So how could our Gemara say that only a Nozer Tomei is considered to be a chayte if it's mavur that even a Nozer Torah is considered to be a chayte because he's mitzar asa min hayayin? So Tosfos answers that there's a chilek between a Nozer Torah and a Nozer Tomei. That by a Nozer Tohar, although he's done a chet, however, the mitzvah that he's done is greater than the chet that's been done. And Tosfos tells it to someone who fasts a tainus chalayim on Shabbos, that someone who fasts a tainus chalayim on Shabbos, so then he has to fast on Sunday because of the chet of fasting on Shabbos. Now, when the person fasts a tainus chalayim on Shabbos, what happens is that because of the times that he fasted, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Meichel HaZaveris, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mavid Roya HaGzera that the Chaloim Ra indicated. But from Des Vegan, there's also an Avera. So it comes out, the soul of fast Tainus Chaloim HaShabbos, so there's a mitzvah and an Avera. The mitzvah is bigger than the Avera, but still one has to do true for the Avera. So Tosfos says, likewise, by a Nozer Tohar, although he was tzir atzmei and ayayin, which is a chet, but the fact, the mitzvah, the kedusha which he put on himself is greater than the aver that was done. And since it's greater than the aver that was done, So therefore, the end result is we can call him a noheh, someone who is beautiful, someone who has beautified himself, because he's accomplished more for the mitzvah than he messed up with the avera. Masha'enke knows her tamei, which the Gemara says has an element of being toya al rishonos. So therefore, the avera is stronger than the mitzvah. Another tamei, we call him a chayte, and only a chayte, we cannot refer to him as noah at all. Al kolponim, we're introduced on today's daf to the concept of Rabbi Elazar HaKapar. That Rabbi Elazar HaKapar says that a person who is mitzar atzmei min hayayin, somebody who holds himself back, who afflicts himself and pains himself by not drinking wine, is called a chayte. And the Gemara makes a kal v'chaymer that somebody who's yeshei b'tainis also would be considered a chayte because of the affliction, the tsar, which he is putting himself under. The Gemara in Baba Kama, Daf Tzadi Aleph, also brings Rabbi Elazar HaKapar. What's negea to the shaila over there, whether it's mutter for a person to be chayvel ba'atzmai? Is a person allowed to go ahead and make a chavala to hurt himself in a physical way, which were to inflict pain or to make him bleed? And again, the Gemara over there says that a chayvel ba'atzmai is aser. It brings a machlokes tanoim, whether a chayvel ba'atzmai is mutter or aser. And the Gemara says that the man, the Omar who holds HaChevel Ba'atzmai is Asar, is Rabbi Elazar HaKapar, because Rabbi Elazar HaKapar holds that Tzir Atzmai Min Hayayin is considered to be a Chayte. So therefore it's a Kal V'Chaymer that HaChevel Ba'atzmai is also considered to be a Chayte. In Igros Meisha, in Chesh Mishpat, Chelek Beis, Tshuva Sam Lachey, Rav Moshe was asked the following shayla. Is it mutter for a person to go onto a diet? L'chayra, when a person goes on a diet, he is being meinea himself from certain maicholim that he would like to eat. And therefore, there's an element of being a mitzar atzmai in every diet that a person does. So the shayla is, may a person go on a diet? Or is there a shayla of mitzair es atzmai, which would make that person into a chayte? So Ramesha starts off by saying that really all diets can be put into three broader categories. One category is that the person is already sick, or even if he's not sick yet, but if he does not get himself on a diet, he does not lose weight, he will even more become sick. So that, Ramesha writes, that if the purpose of the diet is shelo yechle velo yistake, that he should not get sick, or he should not come with a sakana. So vade ein malafakfik, there is no shayla. Why? Because in such a case, not only is the mutter to go on a diet, but he's mechuyev to go on a diet. And not only that, what would be the tzad iser? The tzad iser of the diet would be the tzar, the self-imposed tzar. So the Meisha writes that the tzar which will result by him not going on the diet is a much greater tzar. And therefore, not only would a person be allowed to go on a diet in such a case, but a person would be mechuyev to protect his health and to go on a diet. And this that he is being mitzara himself is considered to be a tsar katan keneged the tsar gadol, which would come if he were to get sick. Ramesh goes weit and he says that even if we're talking about something which it's not yet a vadai that he's going on his diet shelo yechlev lo yistake, but sheyoresh lo yischalis, that the reason is that he's going on this diet is because he's scared that if he does not lose some weight, so then he could end up with a health issue. So at this point, it's still begedder if. However, Moshe says that over there, it's davar pashut also, that a person is
allowed and mechuyev to go onto a diet, because in such a case also, since what he's trying to prevent, even though it's not even bar, but he's trying to prevent the tzar gadol, and since he's trying to prevent the tzar gadol, so therefore a tzar katan may be endured in order to avoid a tzar gadol. And Ramesha says that a person would be even such a case if a doctor's recommend him a diet, even if there is a certain element of suffix in whether this will necessarily avoid a larger crisis later on. Not only is one mutter to go on such a diet, but one would be mechuyev to go on such a diet, because again, he's being machlif a tzar katan for a tzar gadol. The whole iser which would be going on a diet would possibly be because of tzar, that a person out in the tzar himself, and whenever the person is choosing a smaller tzar now in order to avoid a larger tzar at a later date, even if that tzar gadol is a suffix, tzar katan versus tzar gadol, then a person is not only allowed to choose the tzar katan, but he would be mechuyev to guard his health and to go on a diet. Where Moshe writes that the shaila would be, what happens if the diet is purely for purposes of looks? If it's l'shem noy b'yoyfe. So there, one can clarify, is it mutter for a person to go ahead and be mitzar himself from the macholm that he wants to eat in order to have more noy and more yoyfe? Or would that be included in what Chazal tell us, that a person is also to be mitzar himself? So, in order to answer this shaila, Rav Moshe sends you over here to another tshuva in Igros Moshe, in Simen, in Chayish Mishpah Chelek Aleph, Simen Kuf Gimel. The shaila over there was that there was a person who wanted to donate blood, and the reason why he wanted to donate blood to the blood bank was not because there was a particular chayla who was sick, and lav dafka, it would be a chayla which would be mutter for a yid to go ahead and be chayvel ba'atzmai for the fuah of that chayla. He wanted to stop, give blood to the blood bank, and the reason why he wanted to give blood to the blood bank was because he wanted to make money. The blood bank was having a blood drive. They were paying a certain amount of money for every pint of blood, and this person, pasha for parnasa, he wanted to go ahead and donate blood to the blood bank in order to make money. And the shaila which he asked Rav Moshe was, is that mutter or is that usher? Is it mutter for a person to be chayil ba'atzmai, to give blood for the blood bank, to a blood bank, in order to make money? So Rav Moshe starts off, and he says that bashkafa rishena, it should be usher. Because if we go to the sugya on Bava Kama, Daf Tzadi Aleph on this, so the Gemara over there says that one is not allowed to be chayvel ba'atzmai, which the Gemara says is the shita of Rabbi Elazar Kappa Berebi, who says that the person cannot be mitzar atzmai min hayayin, so as mitzar atzmai hayayin is nikra chayte, and from there the Gemara wants to buy that chavolo ba'atzmai is aser, and Jehoshua says over here, Oymeri, that it's also lachbel afilu l'tzayach, that the iser chavala ba'atzmai is even l'tzayach, even if there's a reason why the person wants him to chavala himself, and therefore there is no bal tashkes, because since he is a tzayach, so therefore it's not for nothing, there is no bal tashkes. But from desvegin, this still is an iser of chavala ba'atzmai afilu l'tzayach. So Zakr Meisha l'chayra bashkaf rishayra would seem that if it's also to be chayvel ba'atzmai b'tzayach, so over here also, l'chayra, it should be aser to be chayvel ba'atzmai in order to give blood to the blood bank, if the sole intent is in order to make money. L'chayra, that is a case of chayvel ba'atzmai b'tzayach. But Rav Moshe over here is mechadesh gevaldik yisayit. And Rav Moshe is like this, that l'chayra, when Tosva says that it's also to be chayvel ba'atzmei l'tzeirich, and we're saying that harvachas momen is also considered to be a tzeirich, and the iser chayvel ba'atzmei is learnt from the halacha of Rabbi Elazar Kappa. The Rabbi Elazar Kappa says that a person is a chayte if he's mitzar atzmei min hayayin. So, fact Rav Moshe, L'chaira, it's pashat, that it's mutter for a person to go ahead and to be not to drink wine if somebody pays him. One is allowed to go ahead and, look, I'll pay you not to drink wine. The person is definitely allowed to hold himself back for drinking wine for money. So l'chaira affect Rabbeisha, that how could Taisa say that l'tzeirich is aser lachbel ba'atzmai, that lachbel ba'atzmai b'tzeirich is aser, if the whole mikar of chavola b'tzeirich being aser is from tzir atzmai min ayayin, and tzir atzmai min ayayin l'tzeirich, for example, for harvachas money, mamon is mutter. So if l'chaira harvachas, if tzir atzmai min ayayin and chavola are learned one from the other, and it's pashat zakra meisha, that it's mutter to be mitzar atzim and ayayin in order to get paid for money. So what's to be the difference? How could Taisus learn out from Lazar Kapar that chayvul atzmai l'tzeirach is aser? So Reb Meir says mamish a very geshmaki yisayit. Reb Meir says as follows: there's a basic difference between tzar haguf and holding oneself from drinking wine. When one holds oneself from drinking wine, there is no physical pain involved by holding oneself back from drinking wine. The reason why holding oneself back from drinking wine is considered to be tzar is because it's something which a person wants to do, and he's not allowing himself to do what he wants to do. That the pshat is, since he has a rotzen to drink wine, and he's being meneya that rotzen, that is the tzir atzei min hayayin. Zokra Meisha. So therefore, if he would have a greater tsar by drinking the wine, then obviously that would be mutter. In other words, there's no when a person's chayvel ba'atzmai, so over there there's absolute pain. And there, if you're going to pay him to go ahead and be chayvel ba'atzmai, so what we're saying, what the person's saying is this: it's true that I am going to experience tzar, but it's kedai for me to experience tzar because I'm willing to get paid X amount of money to be chayvel X amount of tzar. So because I'm willing to go ahead and get paid X amount of money for X amount of tzar, on that this Taisa says that a person is not allowed to go ahead and experience tzar. Masha'enkein, by tzir atzim min hayayin, the whole tzar is because he wants to have a certain hanah, he's being menei himself from that hanah. So if he has more hanah by not drinking the wine, he has more hanah by getting paid, so then, fakert, drinking the wine is tzar, and not drinking the wine is not tzar. He's like this: the kol hatzar mimeniyas shtiyas hayayin. The entire tzar which a person has for not drinking wine, who rak mitzad shem misava lazeh, it's because he wants it. Varei misava yesed larviach. The reason why this tzar not drinking wine is something that you want, and since you misava and you're not doing it, so therefore that's where the tzar is. Over here he's misava yesed larviach. Avol chayvul ba'atzmai. Someone is being chayvul by himself. Shu tzar mamish. V'loy mitzad taiva. That's not the pshat that he wants this more than that, and therefore he'd rather have the taivas hamamin rather than the taivas hayayin. Over here it's fakert. The tzar is real. The pain is real. Narvas, it's kedai. Kedai, that the Torah didn't allow. Zok Ramesha. So therefore, Ramesha says that in order that one is allowed to not drink wine, laharvachas mamin. However, to go ahead and to inflict physical tzar l'arvachas mamin, that would be also. Now, L'maisa was the gate to R'maisa Shaila over there. So R'maisa at the end says that if somebody wants to be mekel to give money, to give blood for money, so R'maisa says that it's ein meichen b'yodai. R'maisa says that b'zman hazeh, the prick of the needle is very small. It's a very, very small pain. And also Rav Meisha writes, in times of Chazal, they would make his dam keseder. So even though Bizman Hazeh, we hold that Akaz's dam is not a refuah, but we could say it's not a mandatory refuah. But if a person wants to go ahead and do it, and Chazal tell us that it is healthy to make his dam, so putting those things, even though we hold that the one does not have to make his at all, but since in times of Chazal was a refuah, so to say that it's an absolute evil, that Rav Meisha doesn't want to say, and Bechlal it's Kamat B'lei Tzar today. So, therefore, Rav Meisha writes, "I write to Lahakal and Limchis by Kivan Shu Svar Gedela." Rameisha says that one could rely on the fact that in times of Chazal they did bloodletting, and one could say that therefore, even though we don't do bloodletting, but Lameisa, there could be, you know, we can't say it's an absolute nothing, right? There could be some sort of some health benefit in it, even ad hayom, even though we don't engage in keseder, the tzar is minimal, Rameisha allows it. But he says, harotz lahakel ein limchayz bay. But what's negated to our shayla, what's negated to the diets, so let's go back to Ramesh's Yisayit. Ramesh's teached up that the tzir atzer ben ayayin is he's holding back from something that he's misave. If he'd be misave something more, so then, fakert, then it's a tzar, then that's not called tzir atzer b'chal. It's not an absolute tzar. The tzar is created because somebody wants something and he's not getting or doing what he wants. So Rav Meisha writes that if the basic mahalach of this diet is that the person is going ahead and he's not eating certain foods because he'd rather look nice, so then again, because he's jaysim, the whole isser is he's misavet to the nash. Lu'umazeh, he's misavet to look nice. So therefore, that would not be considered to be tzar. Rav Meisha declares what happens if the person finds himself mamish hungry on this diet. Is mamish hungry on this diet? Is that like a tzar haguf of chavala? Or is being mamish, being hungry, is that like tzar haguf of chavala? Or is that only like being that you want something? So Rav Meisha first wants to say that the person can be mamish hungry. Mamish hungry is a tzar. It's not just because this is your particular rotzen, and therefore Rav Meisha wants to say that if the diet involves a person mamish being hungry, so and the whole reason why it's being done is l'shem yefi, so Rav Meisha wants to be machmer at the beginning. But then Rav Meisha brings the Gemara in Megillah, which the Gemara says that if the reason why people feel hungry when they're getting enough nutrition is only because they want the food very badly. And therefore, basically, Rav Meisha comes out that if there aren't enough calories on the diet to basically sustain the person, and therefore the hunger is real, so then it would be usur to go on such a diet, l'shem yefi. However, if there is sufficient nutrition on the diet, and the reason why the person is hungry is because he very, very much wants the sweets and the food that he's accustomed to, and he cannot have it because of the diet, so in such a case, Zokter Meisha, that we assume that the Tsar Ravain is coming because of the Taiva Sahila, because he wants it very badly, and since that's the case, so we say that if his Taiva look nice is stronger than his Taiva Sahila, we will not look at that as an absolute Tsar, and therefore it would be mutter to have to follow the Taiva to look nice rather than the Taiva of the taiva of the food in front of you. I just wanted to say briefly that the Mechaber in Siman Tovkuf Ayin Aleph says Hayeshev V'Tainis, somebody who fasts, which was the maskan of the, which was the end of the Gemara, Im Yochel Lisbo Atainis, if he can be Seivel Atainis, he doesn't commonly date Tsar Machos Atainis, Nikra Kodesh. So the Mishnah Berurah says because through that it's Misparkim Avinosav, his Averis are wiped out. He says the imlav, but if he cannot be soivul tainus, going she'ena bari v'chazak nikra chayte. If he's not bari v'chazak, then somebody who is yeshev tainus is considered to be a chayte. The Mishnah Berurah over here brings that there are two etzes that a person can engage in, which will be memarik avinoisav and will not be machlashim, and that will not be machlashim. It will not be ma'it in his avodas Hashem. And also, he will not be considered to be a chayte, because in that case, the same way, so is yochel lispal atainus. So we say that I guess similar to the nazir tar in our gemara, that the benefit outweighs the losses. So there are two other things which a person who can't be slave of tainus could do, which will give them the schus of a tainus, or the marik avinosav like a tainus. And over there also, the tsar is an insignificant tsar. And therefore, it would be mutter, and he would be considered to be a kaddish. One is that when a person is in the middle of eating, to leave over food on his plate. And he says that the metzius is, if a person leaves over food on his plate, They're called the Tainus Haravid. So that is a siguf. That's an affliction that a person afflicts himself and that people find that very, very difficult. It's an affliction. He is getting, obviously, enough nutrition, but still he's afflicting himself in a way that he can be seivel. And that for that he would be considered to be a kaddish, to stop when he's in the middle of eating, when his portion is not totally finished. The second thing the Chofetz Chaim writes is one can make a tainus dibur. A tainus dibur, he says, look, not only is it not machlish you, and therefore you're not a might in lecha shemayim because of lack of keiches faket, but there are clouds marbim lecha shemayim. If a person doesn't talk, so then he'll have more time to sit and to learn, to daven, to say tehillim. And he says, ki lo yiel nezek loy begufay v'loy b'nishmasay. A person who makes a tainus dibur, he will not have any nezek, not in his guf and not his neshama. V'lo yechlash al yedezeh. And he will not feel any weaker like that. And he brings from the Goyin that the Goyin says, shetzorecha odom l'yaser atzmai. A person has to afflict himself, loy b'tainus v'sigufim, that now with the tainus and sigufim, ki im b'res and piv v'taivaisav. That a person should hold himself back from what he says, he should hold himself back from taivis, from that he will be mechaper zaveiris, he will realize the regis of Kedusha without hurting not his guf and not his neshama.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.